After more than a week of marathon sessions in Switzerland, Secretary of State John Kerry said negotiators had a solid foundation for a good final agreement.
It is the foundation for a deal that will see Iran reduce its stockpile of enriched uranium by 98% for 15 years.
As part of that plan, Iran would not enrich any uranium at one facility for at least 15 years and limit enrichment at a second one. It would grant inspectors regular access to sites and also agreed not to build any new uranium enrichment facilities for 15 years. It is a plan that, in theory, should ease concerns of vocal critics, including members of Congress and some U.S. allies, says Carnegie Endowment Nuclear Policy Co-Director James Acton.
I think the question that faces us is not, is this a perfect agreement? It's not. It's, is this significantly better for their security, for Israel's security, for Saudi Arabia's security, than no deal would be? And I think, judged by that metric, this is unquestionably better for Israeli security.
But he says for the negotiators, a number of challenges lie ahead.
Firstly, the two sides have to agree the detailed implementation agreement. That's going to be really difficult. At the moment, I would give it roughly a 65% chance of being successful in that.
In exchange for compliance with the plan, Iran would receive relief from sanctions. But that has been a weak bargaining chip, says former Ambassador John Bolton, who served as Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security.
So that the sanctions that we have seen have caused Iran to come to the table to get relief from the sanctions. Well, no kidding. What else would you expect? But they have not caused Iran to make anything other than trivial and easily reversible concessions on the nuclear program.
Nonproliferation expert Kelsey Davenport says she is not as concerned about whether negotiators can close the deal as she is about naysayers who may try to derail the process.
We don't know all of the details yet. Not all of the details have been worked out. But I think we need to give the negotiators the benefit of the doubt and then evaluate the deal after we see it in its entirety.
Davenport says while some may view it as preferable for Iran to give up its entire nuclear program, that is not realistic and not a pledge that can be used to launch negotiations. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.